You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
So fizzy. Well, welcome this evening to Jules and Lewis, the mixologists.
Good evening, Johnny. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome, Lewis.
I'm anxious.
I've been here all day. That's all right.
All I've got scrutiny incoming. That's it. I know.
Well, the beauty of this feature is we've got some free gin from Victor Gin. Thank you, Matt Thompson. And we're just going to do like a classic cocktail corner where we run with what's lying around BFM, which I think is like perfect actually, because it's kind of like just in your flat or whatever. Yeah. We did get a delivery last week.
We got a delivery.
Good shit soda. Good shit soda, yeah?
Yep. Nice can.
Lewis, you've done your research on this. What is it?
I wouldn't call it research. I'll tell you what. It's the universe's first pre and probiotic soda.
What the hell does that mean?
That means that... Layman's understanding here. Mm. Excuse me to all the experts out there if I totally butcher this. So probiotic we have in stuff like kombucha. Mm-hmm. It's living bacteria.
Yes.
And it's good for gut health. Mm-hmm. Prebiotic is the stuff that the living bacteria feeds on. It's the, like, you know, so you're
good.
Yeah, it's the food for the bacteria.
Okay, so it's like really good for the probiotic stuff.
So it's really great for the bacteria that do good stuff for your gut bacteria, plus the prebiotic is also good. It's good.
Have
for
you ever drunk Yakult?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
I love Yakult.
Is it flavored? It looks like a little vanilla milkshake.
Milkshakey. I don't know. I used to have so many of those as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Yakult.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, don't whisper, Jack. Speak up. What you're saying?
You get your cults at hotels, can't you? Or is that just a little milk thing?
Wow, where do you stay? Your cult in the minibar? Yeah. Oh, desperate for something at 4 in the morning. You just, bite the bullet and drink the your cult. What's it going to $5 on the checkout?
Yeah. Bill? Damn it.
Listen, they ice really is melting, me. So I'm going to...
Okay. Hey, the ice is melting and the night's moving on, so let's get this underway. Okay. So we're putting some ice in the shaker here.
Yeah, from my...
For those playing along at home,
responsibly.
He did this sick-ass thing where he crushed it in there last time, like bare hands. I didn't think of that. Should I give that a go?
Please.
It might be shocking.
I'm going to just give you guys a word of advice from my years of doing Cocktail Corner.
Yep.
Chucking a fizzy drink into a shaker...
No, can do.
Okay. No can do.
All right, Hall of Notes over there. No can do.
I reckon this is going to be best built in a glass.
I think this will be the best cocktail corner we've had in a while.
Oh, fuck. maybe I'm really glad you told me. So what the fuck do I do with this shaker then?
Well, we watch our language.
Put ice into the tumblers.
Yep.
Okay.
And just build it in the glass.
Okay.
So like let's a shot it. Of gin.
Okay. Yep.
Some prebiotic
soda.
Can
I shake this anyway? I just like fill it. Some gin.
Yep.
Good technique, Jules.
You've got great action.
I saw a bar person do it. Tom Cruise. But I might go see that next, actually. What was that?
Top Gun.
No, Cocktail.
What, is it the screening?
No, but just why not make a session of it?
Oh, like rip it off the internet or something? Just go see it?
I don't rip anything off the internet, Jonathan.
Okay.
Right.
Does it still stand up?
Is it called Cocktail?
Yes,
or is it called
cocktail.
Bartender?
No, it's called Cocktail.
And then what's the other one? Colour and Money. May as well make it a triple threat, Cruise-wise.
We're talking the best Tom Cruise movies here on Cocktail Corner. Yeah. Let us know.
Mission Impossible, I thought, was good.
I feel like this cocktail could be called
Interview
Mission
with
Impossible.
The Vampire. Serious, that was good.
That's real deal.
The Firm?
Yeah.
Sleep It? Collateral?
Collateral's good.
Collateral's great.
Cruiserfile over here?
Yeah.
So we're nearly there, Lewis? Getting there?
How many shots do the people normally... How many shots do
like
they
like 40 mils? Like a good size, not that real massive one. Yeah, just one shot.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, sure.
And each one shot for each glass. So
one
you're
shot for
going,
each glass.
There's four people here,
one
so
shot,
four shots.
Glass.
Shot!
I think Jack said he has to drive.
Yeah, okay, Jack is only three shots.
Jack won't be doing any driving.
Extremely sensible.
Jack can just drink a water over there. You've got a can of Coke at the ready, Jules.
That's right. Just to put out any fires. Like, it's like Guy Fawkes, have a bucket of water handy or a can of Coke.
Oh yeah.
There we go. I like the top they have on their cans. Yeah. The nice black top.
Yeah, it's nice. What? It's a very aesthetic can.
What flavor of this prebiotic?
We're going with citrus as one of the four flavors. I thought it was the most matching.
Mm-hmm. So Johnny, tell me who shook up the fizzy drink in the shaker one night. Is that what you saw?
In my mind, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay, yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm just playing it safe in here. You can still see from many years ago.
That's Aaron Carson's doing that. Professor and Aaron. That's back in those days.
Cocktail exploding all over the wall here. Still there. Years later. That says something about BFM and our cleanliness.
Let's give it a squiz of this lime
juice. Hey, I cleaned the loo today. I cleaned the toilet today. Okay. And I went and bought cleaning products.
How old is that?
I bought some cleaning products.
It's fresh.
It's looking good. It's looking good, guys.
Of course it's fresh.
Okay.
Anything
for right. Now, we're running, so we've got Victor Gin, Blanc de Blanc, which is a seasonal release. Victor Gin, great for the botanicals, juniper, lemongrass, cardamom, coriander, with the fruity, delicate flavour of fresh Chardonnay grape must.
He won the lottery!
Someone's saying that collateral is his best, and yeah, best don't shake the mixer. Nah, it's just getting poured into these tumblers. It's actually gone quite a nice colour.
It is. I was going to just say that. Offer that.
It looks inviting.
The colour of money.
Mm.
Did you ever see that?
No, but it's
Bob Seger.
That's risky business.
And you've got Paul Newman.
Werewolves of London is colour of money. That's the song from Colour of Money.
Jules.
Bob Seger's old-time rock and roll risky business. Cool. We're talking songs to Tom Cruise movies. Hall & Oates, was that like, what was the music to Bartender?
Cocktail.
So I'm excited that...
Should we get one more ice each, I think? Okay.
That there's a callback to Shakedown at the beginning of Top Gun 2. Okay. Is that what it's called?
There's heaps of callbacks in Top Gun Maverick. Cool. Which you should all see. I mean, it's just blockbuster.
Yeah. What day is it?
It's
Thursday. I'm gonna go this weekend.
It's just like eating delicious McDonald's and having a really good time doing it.
Yeah.
Kiwi burger. That was the best burger.
So this smells great on the nose. Nice actually, work.
It's a risk for Jules. He doesn't like gin.
So Nancy Sinatra. Happy birthday, Nancy Sinatra. Happy I got your boots on today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. There it
That's
is.
All
That's
good.
Gin,
That's
gin, go, as I remember
That's
it.
All yeah. good. It's citrusy.
Have we been crystal clear that gin, Jules hates gin?
That's bloody good, Lewis.
Yes.
You took the ginniness out of it.
Yes, exactly.
It left the
really stanky citrus with the lime juice.
It's got I think this is the gin which is coming through. It's got this gin, the particular gin that we're using has got like a really full body kind of mouthy thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mouthy. Get off. Three more of those drinks. Yeah, mouthy. Oh, you.
I reckon it's good.
I mean, yeah, I like that.
This is like the flat edition of Cocktail Corner with a nice bottle of spirits. We're just using what we've got in the fridge.
This is the best drink we've whipped up since the Blue Velvets. We made one drive.
Mm.
Blue Velvet. Might be time to drag those out again.
Who could forget? Maybe that's next week's edition.
All right.
For Lewis, who hasn't had a Blue Velvet
the
before.
The initiate, yeah.
Right. No, this is good as.
Mm.
Yep.
I would drink
this
all day long. If I made this at home, I'll be stoked.
Yeah, it's also probably going to be one of those ones where you go on it a couple of times and then you're much more wasted than you want it to be.
The Victor Gin and Good Shit Citrus definitely win.
Mm-hmm. So are we naming this
dance
drink?
A nice dance together. Did you add any in?
What's it called,
that?
Johnny?
Is it called Top Gun Maverick or is
Top
it called...
Cruise missile.
I don't think it's
the
enough.
The cruise missile.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes.
The cruise missile. I don't know if it's enough of a party to be Top Gun Maverick.
All right. Cheers, dudes. And thanks to Victor Gin.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.